We talk about the kingdom and the king a lot here. We talk about our place in it. We talk about bringing it, building it, being a part of it, being joint heirs with Jesus to it. And Jesus talks about what it is like today. He's searching for words. How can I explain this to you? He's saying, and he gives two examples. One, it's like a grain of mustard seed that a man takes and plants, and it grows up and becomes a tree, and the birds of the air make nests in its branches. And he says, what else can I compare it to? It's like leaven that a woman took and put in with her flour, and it leavened the entire loaf. So what is he actually saying here? What is he showing us? I believe that he's showing us a number of key things. A little mustard seed, I don't know if you've ever seen one before, but it's just a little speck. It's a tiny, tiny seed. You put it into the ground and it grows up into a big, big bush, like Jesus said, even where nests for birds can be built. Leaven. If the woman put the leaven in the loaf with her flour, and the entire batch of dough is leavened because of the little amount of leaven, and we can see that from something very small, from something that expands and expands and expands to be something very large, especially per capita, a little tiny speck of a mustard seed can become a huge bush. Then imagine what your life can be. If a little bit of leaven in a batch of dough can leaven the entire loaf, imagine what we can do together. I think it shows us that things are not as they seem. We may look at something impossible, too tiny, too insignificant to matter, or too mundane, too ordinary to give second thoughts to. And yet they are all life-giving. What we do matters. The reverberations of our lives go on and on and on. We are here because of the reverberation of some other lives before us and before them and before them. And we each play a role. And no matter what it is we think we are, no matter how insignificant we think we may be, well, that's just a deceiving lie. We are a part of the kingdom. We are an heir to the kingdom. And we are commissioned to bring the kingdom. And so everything that we do, whatever we plant in someone's life, whatever we say, whatever good we do, it matters. And it matters exponentially more than we think it does. So that can be incredibly encouraging, or it can be incredibly sobering. Because if we use our time to waste or to use it for ill, it still matters. It still matters a lot. So what is the kingdom like? It's something very small. It grows to be something very big. It's something very small that spreads to affect everything around it. And that's what life is supposed to look like for us. Because we are people of the kingdom.